In the developed world, where do you think women are most likely to die during pregnancy or soon after pregnancy? In this country. And black women in America are nearly three times more likely to die than white women. Often they don't get the same quality of care and are up against structural racism. Well, in June, the White House declared this a crisis, and it asked Congress for money to support mothers delivering outside hospitals. Here and Now's Chris Bentley reports on one Chicago midwife who is trying to build her own birth center. It's in a neighborhood where healthcare for pregnant women is hard to find.
Janine Valerie Logan administers an ultrasound to a pregnant woman approaching her due date. Her baby girl has been kicking a lot.
It's just been like a little itch and a little discomfort. I'm going to say pain.
Okay.
This is a routine visit to the birth center at PCC in Berwyn, a Chicago suburb. As often happens with Valerie Logan's patients, the checkup goes long. They talk about strategies for getting better sleep, nutrition, who her doula is going to be.
I think her name is Lisa.
And after some more exams, it's on to the next appointment.
Don't forget to go to the lab.
Okay.
All right.
Valerie Logan's schedule is packed, but she says she always spends as much time with her clients as they need, not just before they give birth, but for up to a year afterwards, too. It's part of a holistic approach to pregnancy that's typical of birth centers, she says, and not so much in hospitals.
You know, you're left on your own devices to find a pediatrician or, you know, to do your follow-up at 6 weeks, where community birth looks like I'm going to see you in 24 hours, and then I'm going to see you in 3 days, 2 weeks, and then I'm going to see you again at 6 weeks. Like, it's more love and hand-holding to make sure that, you know, everyone is safe and cared for.
Valerie Logan is a certified nurse midwife, but not a doctor, so she has to refer people to an affiliated hospital nearby if there are complications. But for low-risk pregnancies, birth centers like this one are designed to give people an option between going to a hospital and giving birth at home. They're usually more affordable, too.
I'll show you one of the rooms.
In one of the center's birthing rooms, the lights are low, there's a queen-size bed, a birthing tub, and a private bathroom.
When I had my last child here, I had my first two at home, and I was on the bed, and my youngest at the time was asleep next to me. Literally, like, the baby came out, she woke up like, what is happening? My other daughter was here, my husband was here, my sister-in-law was over there taking pictures. And it was just, you know, like we were hanging out on a Friday evening, and then we went home the next morning.
Valerie Logan wants patients to have that kind of experience at the center she's trying to build on the south side. She smiles when I ask her to envision what it will be like.
Oh my God, I get so dreamy. I'm so dreamy thinking about the Southside Birth Center.
So does Endia Williams. She's making the hour-long drive to PCC to have her first kid later this year. But she'd rather stay on the Southside.
I know there are absolutely people that would prefer to be in the city and have something closer to them. People are going to go there because they see themselves in who works there. People want to have someone that understands them.
The number of hospitals providing obstetrics in the area has declined in recent years, while the national rate of maternal mortality has gone up. Meanwhile, more people are choosing to give birth outside of a hospital, with the sharpest increases in Black, Indigenous, and Hispanic communities. Rachel Hardiman knows at least one reason why. She teaches reproductive health equity at the University of Minnesota and works with the Roots Community Birth Center in Minneapolis. She says they saw firsthand how racial trauma impacts maternal health after a police officer shot and killed Philando Castile during a traffic stop in 2016.
We were seeing pregnant people come in stressed out, you know, and not wanting to find out the sex of the baby that they were carrying because they were terrified to know that they were having a boy, given sort of what was happening in our community. You know, I could easily see that being sort of brushed off as like, okay, you don't want to find out the sex of your baby, fine. Like, but also then saying, okay, so what support do you need?
Hardiman says the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade will exacerbate the maternal challenges faced by Black people across the country. Like Illinois, Minnesota is moving to protect abortion rights. But for people in nearby states with abortion bans,
we are going to have more people who are forced into pregnancy, and therefore more people who are in the risk pool for experiencing an adverse outcome, right? So we are going to see undoubtedly that our maternal mortality rate is going to continue to rise. That's disproportionately going to impact Black birthing people and other people from racialized communities.
Democrats in the House and Senate have sponsored bills to increase funding for maternal health care. If passed, they could give a boost to birth centers like Valerie Logan's. She plans to operate hers as a nonprofit so they can pursue grant money. Funding is always a challenge, she says.
There's certain things that aren't billable. I would say, like, you know, the time and the energy and the love that goes into caring for people and community.
For now, she's just focused on raising enough money to hopefully open late next year. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.